Step number three, stop eating all animals and animal byproducts. I want you to stop eating dead food. Okay? Eat nothing that has a face on it or that came from anything with a face on it. Now, this is not some moral, ethical, animal rights, people for the ethical treatment of animals, Greenpeace, or humane society issue here. It's a life or death issue. Did you hear me? It's a life or death issue. Animal food is killing you more than anything else. And I will repeat that. Animal food is killing you more than anything else. Look, it's just a numbers game, and my job in the clinic was to keep my patients alive. And one of the best things I could do for them, and one of the best ways I could keep them alive, is to stop them from eating what was killing them. Okay, add up all the causes of death. Go ahead. Add up all the airplane crashes, auto accidents, poisoning, drowning, suicides, electrocution, skydiving, drug overdoses, street drugs, murder, violent crime, AIDS, cancer. Add up every other disease, all other causes of death, all causes of death, everything. Add them all up, and it doesn't even come close to how many people die each year from heart attacks and stroke. 1 million of you, 1 million people in America will die this year from the cholesterol and the fat of the animals that they ate that's clogging up their heart or coronary arteries or their brain or their cerebral arteries. I'm going to repeat that. 1 million of you are going to die from the cholesterol and fat from the animals that you ate that are clogging up important arteries that supply blood to your internal organs. And when that blood supply is blocked, the organ dies and you die. It's that horribly simple. Heart disease and stroke are diseases of the fork. They are diseases caused by eating animals, period, end of story. Now, most oncologists even feel that eating animals has also caused our skyrocketing rates of cancer. And you could add all the benign prostate growth and fibroid tumors in women and 1,000 other diseases from diabetes to neuromuscular disorders, from Alzheimer's to arthritis, clogging up your blood vessels, clogging up your circulatory system, the vital system that delivers oxygen and nutrition, delivers life to your entire body, is all gummed up, all mucked up, all clogged up from eating animals, from animal milk, eggs, and byproducts. And this is killing you, so stop it. If this seems a bit extreme, no, a heart attack caused by clogged arteries, that's extreme. If this seems a bit extreme, no, a brain tumor caused by the growth hormones and steroids in the animal food you ate, that's extreme, because they're going to saw or drill the top of your head out to carve out that tumor. Now, that's extreme. If this seems a bit final, you know, death is much more final. I want you to stop eating animals and their fluids and eggs. This is what I did to every one of my patients for 3 months that I made them work with me. Then after 3 months, they could do whatever they want. But if you want to get really well, if you want to transform your health, if you want to heal a disease, if you want to change your life, you need to stop the ticking time bomb of heart disease and cancer and almost all other diseases that's going on in your body right now. And the way that you're going to do that is stop eating animals and their fluids and eggs. And you're going to raise yourself to a new level of health and well-being and energy that you couldn't even dream possible. So come on, give it a go. The only thing you're going to miss is the indigestion.